What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Dr. Lee, who put my hand back together all those years ago, and all you kids at home who know our past is part of who we are, good, bad, and weird. So go ahead and...
Stop, Mr. Eric.
You're doing it all backwards. What are you talking about, Wendy Anna? This is how I always end the show.
But you're at the beginning of the show.
No, I just told the whole story.
Then what was the story about?
A monkey, maybe? Or like a banana, I think?
No. A banana, you say?
What's going on, Wendy Anna?
I'm here from the future, which is your past, and I think someone let out the time monkey.
What?
Don't let it eat that last piece of banana.
Why not, Wendy Anna? It's just one little bite of banana.
One little bite of banana. Uh-oh.
Oh, Wendy Anna, I feel funny.
Listen, Mr. Eric, time's gonna start playing tricks on you, okay? Just remember us. Remember What If World.
I'd never forget you.
When do who?
And whatever happens, don't let the monkey unfinish the banana in the past.
Until we meet again.
Remember, Mr. Eric.
Keep...
Wow, we did it. We started a podcast. I should take it down. It's not ready.
It's gonna be okay, Mr. Eric.
How can you say that, Fred? What if I'm not good enough? What if no one likes it?
I don't know, Mr. Eric, but you worked really hard on it. And you should be proud, even if nobody ever listens.
Well, thank you, Fred.
Mr. Eric had a funny feeling all of a sudden. He looked around to see he was in his old apartment, a place he hadn't lived in many years.
Fred, why is Alabaster Zero narrating the story? And where's Karen?
And Callie? And Rory?
Oh, don't you remember? The time monkey is eating up the reality banana as space and time slowly collapse upon themselves.
What about time?
Mr. Eric looked up at the clock that used to hang in their kitchen. Only it wasn't a clock now, it was a banana. And all but two bites of banana.
Two bites of banana
were missing.
What'd you say about time, Fred?
I didn't say anything, Mr. Eric. Dogs cannot talk in what is world.
A little purple furred monkey was climbing up their wall toward the reality banana.
Oh, Fred, wait, we've got to stop that monkey.
But all Fred could do was bark, as with a delighted squeal, the time monkey took a bite out of the banana. Mr. Eric was in a white room, sitting across a spotless glass table from Ms. Biz, who was slowly sliding a check towards him.
Of course, this amount barely covers the 6 months of physical and occupational therapy. Never mind the missed work and the fact that you can never teach karate and gymnastics again.
I know, Ms. Biz. Have you seen a monkey?
The only monkey I see here is you, Mr. Eric. You have suffered. We could go after these people for their house, their bank account, their everything.
Ms. Biz, I want to put this behind me, okay? Or in front of me. I'm not sure which way time is moving right now.
And Ms. Biz checked her watch, except it wasn't exactly a watch. Can you guess what it was?
It's exactly three bites of banana.
The purple time monkey was suddenly there, sliding across the slick glass table and snatching the banana wristwatch right off of Ms. Biz.
What a rude time monkey.
Time monkey, I don't know what you want, but just talk to me, okay?
It's not what I want. It's what you want.
What do you mean?
Don't you miss gymnastics, karate, being in the classroom?
Yeah, of course I do, but
and the time monkey took another bite of banana.
Well, Teddy, how'd you like your story?
Mr. Eric was back in his old apartment again, talking to his nephew Teddy on a computer screen. Only, he didn't look like Teddy at all.
Pearl, I think it was a wonderful story. Maybe you should make a podcast per something.
Teddy, I wouldn't know the first thing about doing something like that. It's too big and scary. And I'm just too old to learn a whole new skill set.
Yeah, well, I think about half of your stories are about trying big challenges, even if they're scary.
I know, Teddy. Wait, you're not Teddy, you're JoJo Fluffy Cat. Oh, no, I'm in the past, the reality banana.
Oh, Mr. Eric, you're talking crazy. It's the year 4 bites of banana. 4 bites of banana.
And through the screen behind JF Cat, Mr. Eric saw the time monkey knocking a banana with 4 bites left of it off the wall.
Teddy, JoJo, whoever you are, go get that monkey.
Oh, I don't know. It's nice to be young again.
I know, JoJo, but is it worth it?
Let's find out.
Mr. Eric found himself in a doctor's office with flickering mood lighting, intense, jazzy music playing in the background. He'd just gotten his cast taken off of his right hand and wrist, and he was trying to squeeze his hand into a fist.
Oh, I do say I've done a marvelous job putting your hand back together,
said his doctor, Abacus Lee Grumbler.
Thank you, Dr. Lee,
said Mr. Eric, already on the lookout for the time monkey.
Now you may experience some stiffness and discomfort forever.
Oh.
And you can't do anything high impact, like gymnastics or karate, as two completely random examples.
But I teach gymnastics and karate.
Ah, you taught them. Past tense, my boy. But on the bright side, you get to try something entirely new and frightening now.
Dr. Lee? Abacus?
I prefer Professor Dr. Abacus Lee Grumbler Extraordinaire.
Abacus, you're gonna see a monkey soon, okay? And when you do, I want you to take out your wand and freeze it.
But Mr. Eric, wouldn't you like to feel normal again? No more discomfort. No more limitations.
The purple time monkey popped up from under Abacus's wizard hat and held out a banana. With exactly 5 bites left.
Abacus, we all have limitations, and I'm a lot luckier than most. So please, just help me catch that monkey.
Oh, very well. Come here, monkey.
And Abacus reached up with one hand while pulling his wand out with the other, and magic sound.
All right, I've managed to make the monkey and banana enormous. But at least in the past, I still have magic, and I'm not a frog. Lovely.
Oh, here we go again.
And the monkey bit the banana. Mr. Eric didn't remember much. A giant banana peel had appeared in the street in front of him. A big car swerved out of its lane into his. And then there he was by the side of the road. A young woman stood behind him.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Eric.
Hi, Mr. Eric. We already called an ambulance, and I've got everyone to give you some space, and I put a blanket over your shoulders.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Zizi. I just started nursing school, and would it be okay if I put my hand on your back?
Yeah, that'd be really nice. Listen, this is gonna sound crazy, but have you seen a monkey?
That doesn't sound crazy at all, but maybe you should just have a sip of water.
And the young nurse in training handed Mr. Eric a water bottle and unscrewed the cap for him.
You know, whenever I come back to this moment, this is always my favorite part.
Okay, Eric, can you take some deep breaths with me?
You only just started school, and you're already being the person you're meant to be. You were so brave, and I wish I remembered your name.
I already told you my name is Zizi. My brother's name is Zach. I'm from what... If...
And Zizi pulled out her phone to check the time.
Where is that ambulance? We've been waiting one whole banana peel.
One whole banana peel.
Do not let that monkey near my patient.
Wait, Zizi, I'm okay. Just don't let the monkey get the banana peel.
We see Mr. Eric dressed in sporty pants and a bright t-shirt. A class full of preschoolers helps him fold up a big mat, and then they all sit in a circle.
My goodness! What an amazing job you kids did on your handstands today! Did anyone here find them a little scary?
A boy raised his hand.
Yeah, I like Story Day better.
I love Story Day too, and I'm so impressed with you for trying something new and for being honest about your feelings.
Then a girl added,
I was scared too, but then I wasn't.
Wow, you just taught us something huge. See, when you face a big new challenge, it gets more fun and less scary the more you work at it. I hope you all remember that when you try something new, like tying your shoes or juggling a bunch of angry cats.
No!
Don't do that!
You can't juggle cats!
Okay, you got me, class.
Mr. Eric checked his watch and saw it was very nearly one whole banana. A tiny monkey was pushing a peel back onto the banana, but Mr. Eric couldn't remember why it was important. He was just having too much fun.
Okay, class, it is nearly one banana. So I'm off for now. What do we say?
Until we meet again.
Keep wondering.
Oh, hey there, folks. Welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas just inspired an off-the-cuff story. So I'm not sure where Mr. Eric is, but I'm Alabaster Zeribbit, and I'm on the case. So let's see if our first what-if question offers us any clues. It's from a listener named Winnie. Or should I say a young saboteur named Winnie?
Hi, my name is Winnie, and my what-if question is, what if Mr. Eric told a what-if world story backwards? Bye!
A backwards story. Okay, maybe our patron Liv will help us make sense of all of this.
Hello, my name is Liv, and I like Fred the dog, my family, and playing the piano. And my what-if question is, what if clocks were bananas and monkeys ate time? Bye, I love your show!
Oh, the time monkey. Now I remember. I found out Fred was stuck in the future, so I let loose the time monkey, hoping to bring him back to the past, which is our present. And...
yeah, well, it worked. Nice job.
I did it.
Yeah, but you already did it. Several years ago when we originally played this episode.
Does that mean that Mr. Eric isn't lost in time?
No, he was just busy editing Stump Mr. Eric for all our supporters. He'll be back next week.
That's right. Now let's find out, what if clocks were bananas and monkeys ate time? And what if Mr. Eric told the What If World story backwards?
Wait, didn't we just find that out?
Oh, I guess we did. Does that mean this is the end of the episode?
What if world? This is what if world.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.